Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about the very last filing deadline for calendar year taxpayers filing 2021 tax returns. Well, my friends, the time has come, the walrus said, to speak of many things, of needless delays, sad tales, and ignoring all the nagging pings. The good news is you have a couple of extra days to finish up all your 2021 final returns until Monday, October 17th, instead of October 15th. That includes personal tax returns and calendar year C corporation returns, among certain others. The better news, depending on your perspective, for filing deadlines is the additional time until February 15th, 2023, available to people who are affected by the various hurricanes, storms, and disasters, including Alaska, the entire East Coast, and even Puerto Rico. Yes, they file U.S. tax returns, too. The bad news, and this is really, really bad. Tax professionals are reporting actual threats and hostile actions from their last-minute procrastinating clients. This isn't just something to brush aside. Tax professionals have actually been shot by angry clients, and the industry is responding. Many tax pros have now come to the conclusion that they will be firing uncooperative clients. Some will be fired now, even with just a few days left to go. Others will be given solid deadlines to meet next year, and if they are not met, those clients will be shown the door. Still other clients who have been bullying and rude will be rejected forevermore. In fact, to avoid problems like this, I have always had a policy in place. If you're rude to my staff, you are never welcome to return. Period. Other firms are now adopting this policy as well. There is no excuse. The biggest issue? Taxpayer procrastination. Before April 15th, tax pros review all the information and look at the data from last year to determine if you are going to need to make a 2021 payment when they file the extension for you. Around that time or soon afterwards, they give you a list of to-dos, documents to get in order to complete your tax return. What happens? Well, the cooperative clients get the materials and give everything to the tax pros, and their tax returns get done quickly. The procrastinators? The firm has to waste time calling, emailing, or mailing requests to them repeatedly. And finally, the often very charming client shows up about a week before the final filing deadline proudly with most but not all of the requested documents, expecting you to finish their returns immediately. But when rebuffed in favor of clients who got their materials in before they did, they are suddenly not so charming anymore. So what now? What should you do if your tax return is not done yet? Well, if you're working with a tax professional, get them absolutely everything they will need in order to complete your tax return by Friday. Leave nothing out. If you're still missing some information, either get off your keister and get the records or write the estimated amounts to be used for this year's tax return. Do not expect your tax pro to do the digging this weekend. There just isn't time. If you've been turned away by your tax pro at this late date, don't fight them. They will return any original document you gave them. If you only gave them copies or scans of documents, then you should have the originals, and it's not their responsibility to dig up those records for you. So, log in to your favorite online tax prep software and start entering all the data today. You can finish it up over the weekend after you've done your own work to dig up the missing information. Honestly, these days practically everything is online. You can log into your various accounts and download year-end statements for mortgages and other loans, credit cards, investment accounts, perhaps even medical expenses. You don't have time and just have to estimate amounts? Fine, do that. But explain how you arrived at those estimates by including a statement with your tax return. And explain that you will file an amended return once you get the actual amounts. Yes, even if you're wrong, but try not to be too wrong to avoid penalties, you have 3 years to file amended returns. But whatever you do, file the tax return. Not filing, you're immediately subject to a late penalty of 5% per month. Does that start in April when the tax return was originally due, or does it start in October if you filed an extension? I don't actually know for sure, but I think it will start in April, so you've instantly incurred a 25% penalty. Ouch! Sorry to make this such a negative post, but the IRS now requires tax professionals to apply a much higher level of due diligence and verification than ever before. In addition, we have several new tax law changes that took effect this year, and we're still trying to figure some out. And so many of the advance funds or corrected refunds that the IRS issued that it's taking longer than ever to prepare tax returns, even for the ideal clients. The IRS has also issued so many erroneous collection notices because payments were not posted that we have a lot of other time demands to prevent those collection actions. People are working longer hours, often through the night. Tempers are flaring, both among clients and tax pros. Expect the industry to change next year. If you want to work with your tax professional next year, treat them with respect and respond timely to all information requests. For now, don't call your tax pro about, "Where is my return?" When it's ready, they will reach out to you. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At taxmama.com.